Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our city council meeting this evening. The Pledge of Allegiance will be recited tonight by Councilmember Givens.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There's a roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Here.
Councilmember Givens?
Here.
Councilmember Sears?
Here.
Councilmember Dewey?
Here.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Here.
Councilmember Ward?
Here.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Here.
City Attorney Hessel, would you like to enter comments into the record about meeting remotely, please?
I would, Mayor. Section 610.015 of the Missouri Sunshine Law provides that members of the City Council are not physically present. The council chambers can participate and vote on all matters when an emergency exists and the nature of the emergency is stated in the minutes. So let the minutes reflect, although the rules and regulations regarding gathering have been relaxed, we are still within certain rules and parameters as far as gathering, and that the City Council is meeting remotely for their own safety as well as safety of the general public.
Thank you, John. Before we get into business, I'm going to ask for a motion to amend the agenda to add Resolution 66-2021, appointing Alan Klippel to the Planning and Zoning Commission to the consent agenda. Could I have a motion?
Move approval.
We got a motion and a second.
Any questions? I'm sorry. Who was the second?
Mark and then Wallace.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, Laurie. It's going too fast. Any questions or comments on the motion? All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. So Resolution 66-2021 is now part of the consent agenda. We have a public hearing this evening, which is a request for amendments to the Zoning and Subdivision Code regarding special use permit procedures and multifamily in the B2 zoning district. Mr. Hessel, do you wish to enter any exhibits into the record?
I would, Mayor. Exhibit 1 is an affidavit of publication verifying that notice of this public hearing appeared in St. Louis County. Exhibit 2 is an affidavit of publication verifying that notice of public hearing also appeared in the Webster Kirkwood Times. Exhibit 3 is a report of the Planning and Zoning Commission dated May 6, 2021, in which the Commission unanimously recommended approval of amendments to the Zoning and Subdivision Code as recommended by staff's memo dated May 5, 2021. Regarding special use permit procedures and multifamily in the B2 zoning district. Exhibit 4 is, in fact, the memorandum from Jonathan Raich to the Planning and Zoning Commission members dated May 5, 2021. And Exhibit 5 is the Code of Ordinances of the City of Kirkwood.
Thank you, John. Mr. Hollis, who will present this to City Council? You're on mute. Russ, you're on mute.
I know. You're right. That would be Planning and Development Services Director Jonathan Raich.
Welcome, Jonathan.
Mayor and Council. Hopefully, it may take me longer to pull up the presentation than to actually give the presentation tonight. So let me know.
You got it.
All right.
We got.
All right. So this is a request, staff-initiated request for text amendments. Let's see, my screen is not showing it correctly, sorry. Oh, okay, I think. All right, can you all see the slide that says item number 1?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sorry. Okay, so this is a staff-initiated zoning code text amendment request for two topics, and they both fall under the what I'll call kind of clarification and maintenance with our newly adopted code. The first topic is related to special use permit procedure, or the approval mechanism, as I call it here on the slide. And this really clarifies what we've done in the past, the same procedure that we've always done with special use permits. It adds the language that you see in red there on the screen to make it clear that we will continue to approve, the council will continue to approve with modifications, supplementary conditions, or deny the application by ordinance for special use permit. So again, procedurally, the same thing that we've always done. We're just didn't have that language in the new code specifically and thought it was safer to include that. So that is the first item of clarification and maintenance. The second item has to do with downtown multifamily options. And as you all know, we've added these according to our framework plan where they can occur in our B2 district. When we went through and did the code updates previously, it had only been referenced to multifamily housing or dwellings. And we actually have two other categories of non-single family housing. So two family dwellings and row dwellings are also two different other additional types of multifamily. So when we went through the zoning code update, we it was discussed and decided to add both row dwellings and duplexes, two family dwellings, into the mix of allowable, just like condo or apartment, larger condo or apartment buildings were. So those items were added to the code as permitted with standards in the B2 district. However, we neglected to make a reference to the framework plan like we did for the others. So these two clauses basically just add the standard to the row dwelling and two family dwelling use categories that then restrict them to only being permitted to areas that are or restricts them from being allowed in areas that are designated as mandatory commercial in the downtown master plan and parking study plan framework. So again, it limits the areas. Without these, we would really be open to having row dwellings and two families anywhere in the B2 district. So this will add the initial intent of having these restricted in the same way that other multifamily developments are in the B2 district. So with that, these text amendments do require a public hearing. They were voted by the Planning and Zoning Commission with unanimous recommendation for approval. We request that the council consider these and they would be considered by the ordinance that was prepared, the draft ordinance that was prepared, and I'm available for questions.
Thank you, Jonathan. Do we have any questions or comments from council? Councilmember Gibbons.
I didn't see two family dwellings in this. I see the row dwellings. Is it one and the same thing or?
In the ordinance or in?
Yeah, in the ordinance. In the rewrite, it says.
Yeah, in section, let's see. So in section three.
Yes.
So section one is relates to the special use permit. Section mm-hmm. two relates to row dwellings, and section three of the ordinance, the.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is the two family okay? You talked about those two. Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
got it.
It's okay. So there are three sections of code under two different topics. Yeah,
got it.
Right. Any other council questions or comments? All right, seeing none. Freddie, do we have anyone wishing to speak at this public hearing?
There are no hands raised.
Thank you. So any final questions, comments from council? All right. Well, with that, this public hearing is closed and this item will be on our new business agenda at our next meeting. June 17th. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
All right, now we'll go on to public comments.
The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the City Council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the City Council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The mayor may refer any matter brought up to the City Council to the Chief Administrative Officer or City Clerk if action is needed. If there's anybody wishing to make a public comment, if you would please state your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Do we have anyone wishing to speak? Freddie?
There are no hands raised.
All right. Thank you very much. We will then move on to the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, all in favor of the consent agenda, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. Motion approving the consent agenda passes. Go on to unfinished business, Bill 10881.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $6,174 from Equitable Sharing Fund balance to the Machinery and Equipment account for the purchase of 4 NC350 traffic counters for the Police Department.
Any questions or comments? All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Bill passes. We'll go to new business resolution 63-2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the bid of Ford Asphalt Company Incorporated in the amount of $88,500, which includes a contingency of $13,500. For the 2021 downtown parking lots and alley asphaltic concrete overlays, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
We've got a motion. Did you give it in a second? Did you get the second, Laurie?
So, was that you, Wallace, that seconded that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Any questions or comments on the resolution? All right. Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 64-2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution approving a contract amendment with Murphy Company in the amount of $110,213 for the replacement of the HVAC equipment in City Hall main level, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into an amended contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Right. So moved.
Second.
Yeah, Laurie? Mm-hmm. Okay. Questions or comments on the resolution? All right. Councilmember Ward.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. It would be nice at some point we could schedule a work session and have Mr. Laws give a presentation on how he arrives at the maintenance timing and costs on HVAC.
Well, I think this one is out. Is that correct, Russ?
Is what now? I'm sorry.
That it's not working right now. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, Mayor. I don't question this one.
I thought you talked about this one. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I just thought that I don't have a clear understanding how he approaches the process, and I'm just going to make an assumption that most of the council doesn't either. So I just thought it would be nice if he could make a presentation at some point.
We can have a work session on that, absolutely, to describe how we identify the obsolescence of equipment in our facilities. We would be glad to do that.
That'd be great.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Charles. Any other questions or comments on the resolution? All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Resolution passes. City Council reports. Anybody have anything to report? One thing, the good news, people probably saw yesterday in our city email blast that things are getting back to normal and we will have our fireworks this year on 4th of July, Freedom Festival. So that's a very good piece of news that can be shared. So anything else? Councilmember Gibbons?
Green tree planting is continuing. One of the big changes this year, if we're going forward with it, I guess that's still a question mark up in the air, but it looks like it. But anyway, there's going to be no dogs allowed. And this time it's not just, you know, saying it and not doing anything about it. The police are actually going to be asking people to leave if they've got their dogs, and they're checking into, is there a way, you know, every way that possible to get that out there so that people are aware of it, maybe even getting some of those signs on the road that, you know, warn us when there's construction that is coming, but maybe we can have a sign that says, you know, no dogs at Green Tree. So that's kind of a big change. They have had a couple of people step up to do party in the park. And it looks like if we get the go on everything that will happen. The only other thing that I was going to bring up too tonight was Amtrak. You know, thrilled that Amtrak is going to have the second train going until December. So we still have work to do. The legislation that came out of the conference committee restricts Amtrak from going into any arrears. So they're very, very, very concerned about that. And I'm working with a couple of people to see if we can get the governor to go back to the language that he had initially before it went to the legislature. So still work to be done.
Yep. Well, thanks for what you're doing, Liz. Thank you. Councilmember Ward.
Yeah, I wanted to second what Councilmember Gibbons said on the Amtrak. I think we really need to blow the horn loudly that the Amtrak, even in the quiet zones, is of tremendous economic importance to the entire region, not just the city of Kirkwood. And I think a lot of people don't understand that level of tourism, how it impacts so many other municipalities. So the more they get that message, I think the better off we all are. I had taken an opportunity to thank the retiring boards and commission members that have gone and those who are coming on. They are so critical to the quality of service that we provide for our residents. And I just want to thank them for the good work that they've done.
Thank you for that, Wallace.
Ditto.
Any other comments from council members? All right. Seeing none, we'll go on to Chief Administrative Officer report.
Yes, Mayor and Council, the city has received an application for a liquor license from Tavco Holdings 1 LLC, doing business as the Wine and Cheese Place, 10451 Manchester Road, to sell intoxicating liquor by the drink plus sundae. The application needs council approval by a voice vote.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Do we have any questions or comments on the motion? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. All right, motion passes. Anything else, Russ?
No, that's all I have, Mayor.
City Attorney report.
I have nothing to report, Mayor.
Thank you. City Clerk report.
Yes, Your Honor. I have the report of the June 2nd, 2021 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The following action was taken. After a presentation by staff and Lou Fuse Toyota for a special use permit amendment and site plan amendment to enclose the canopy for additional showroom office use and enclose the rear area north of the service reception area at 10725 Manchester Road, the commission recommended approval subject to conditions contained in the staff memo dated June 2nd, 2021. A public hearing will be scheduled for that. After a presentation by staff and Grace Episcopal Church for zoning code text amendments to allow commissaries, and nonprofit offices as renters and churches, commissioners Adkins, Deal, and Salzer-Lutz were appointed to a subcommittee. The subcommittee will meet via Zoom on June 9th, 2021 at 8:30 a.m. And we do not have any current scheduled public hearings, but we will be scheduling that first item for a public hearing. And that's all I have, Your Honor.
Thank you, Laurie. Next meeting of the City Council is June 17th, 7 p.m. It will be also be via Zoom, but we are getting very, very close to being able to go back to in-person meetings, working on some technical things in City Hall, so citizens are still able to watch even if they're not present. So we're getting close, but the next one on June 17th will be via Zoom. And with that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.